T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, John and Marks, Joe J. We're back. Phil's in Baltimore tonight, but it's not tonight. Normally, we get off at 6, and then normally Joe G does the leading off, and then we go into the on deck with Jim Jackson, then the game's at 7. Tonight, because it's a makeup game, it's a 6 o'clock start.
Early start. So we're doing leading off at 5.
Yes, we're doing leading off, and then we send it after that to JJ, and then the game starts at 6 o'clock. So an opportunity to get a win tonight and get a – wouldn't it be great? But you remember the All-Star game in 2001? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But Theo Ratliff had just went down prior to the All-Star game with an injury. And Mutombo and AI were like the perfect mix. He was still in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He's getting all the rebounds, blocking shots. I think they had this great comeback in the second half. But anyway, watching that game, it was easy to say, go get him. Go get Mutombo. There's a need. You can get him. And they went out and they got him. And unfortunately, they got him because then they ended up locking him up to a max deal. And he was terrible. But Machado tonight, you're getting another look at him. You've seen him a couple times. Tonight, he comes out, hits a home run, maybe two home runs, goes to the All-Star game, does it again. And then the Phillies go out and they get him. And he's not going to, Joe, he's not coming to you. This trade isn't just going to fall in your lap. So if you're having conversations with the, if Matt Klontek's having conversations with the Orioles, and you're like, yeah, you know, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. If you're not going out and making this deal happen, you ain't getting them. Because the Yankees are involved. The Red Sox are involved. There's other teams that are involved, right? Even if it's a rental. If you want them, go get them. If you say, no, you know what? I'm good with riding it this year. Then that's fine. But what would I do? I would go out and get him. I think the Phillies are making a mistake if they don't go for Machado this year. I don't want to hear this team's not ready to win. What's going on Twitter, Ben? You put something up there about what's the Phillies' ceiling this year?
It's a good question, because I think that the ceiling has changed a little bit here.
The ceiling's the World Series. Let's not.
What percent do you think said they could win the World Series this year?
It's a small percent.
12.
20%.
Okay.
That's actually not, that's bigger
than
I thought.
1 in 5.
1 in 5 think they could win.
Only 35% think they can win the pennant or better. But 48% of people say they can only win the NL East, and 17% say wild card. So that means that overall, 65% think that they can't do anything beyond maybe win a round in the playoffs.
I do think the NL East changes the Machado equation. I still wouldn't give up a lot for him because I just want to sign him. But if this was just about a one game wild card, really, what are we talking about? You'd be acquiring Machado for the chance to win one game. And in one game, any one baseball player might not make that much of a difference.
Oh, well, no, or a chance to play one playoff game and lose.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. you'd be giving up a lot for the hope of one game. The division is winnable. It's like
it is winnable.
If the Nationals were up 10 games and we were talking about the wild card, like if the Nationals had a Yankees type of record, I'd be like, listen, let's wait. But that's not what it is. The Phillies are in first place.
Well, here's the question. Here's really the question, Ben. With Machado in the middle of that order, what is the Phillies' ceiling? And that's what I see. It's World Series with Machado. They need a bat. Their biggest needle in this team right now is their best hitter. They need Machado. They need an all-star hitter.
You know what they're wasting? They're without one more bat. Santana has 74 walks. They're wasting
those runs.
Yeah, every time teams pitch around him or he just works a walk, it's like, you know, the rest of the order is not going to do much damage.
It's one of the reasons why he's probably not seeing the pitches that he wants, is because it's like, all right, well, you got Kingery or whoever.
Alfaro, whatever.
Nick Williams has been nice.
He's been better.
He's been good.
But if you have Cesar, Hoskins, and he could change the order, but Cesar, Hoskins, Herrera, Santana, and one more bat like Machado, you've got it. That's five.
So
you've got five real hitters.
So here's the question for the phone lines. What's the Philly ceiling right now this season? 2018, what's the ceiling? Is it just make the playoffs? They're not good enough to win the World Series. What is it with Machado? Two separate things. What's the ceiling without Machado? What's the ceiling with Machado? with Machado, I think they can win the World Series regardless. I honestly believe that because I think they're starting pitching. If it continues like this, they can compete with anybody. With Nola, with the way Eflin's been able to pitch, with Cole Hamels maybe coming to town.
Arrieta's was better the last couple times.
Second half of the season last year, he was good too.
And Velasquez and Pivetta are way better than most teams back of the rotation starters.
Velasquez could end up being your reliever that you don't acquire because you get a Cole Hamels. Now, all of a sudden, he's your multi-inning, high-leverage reliever.
I think...
888-729-9494. But honestly, whether you're a diehard Phillies fan or you just kind of jumping on the train, what is their ceiling? And how much does that change with one player? Joe, you said it. In a game, in baseball, he could go 0 for 3 with a walk, and it doesn't make a difference at all. You're absolutely right.
The longer you have him, the more difference he makes.
You have a much better chance to win it with Machado. 888-729-9494. Nate in Turnersville, New Jersey. Nate.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you, buddy?
Very good. I just want to talk about something with this trade of the possibility of acquiring Machado.
Yeah.
I've been really big for a couple of years on waiting out for when Mike Trout becomes an unrestricted free agent after 2020. We're going to be talking about the same exact situation with Mike Trout 2 years from right now, as he'll be entering the final couple months of his contract with the Angels.
Yep.
How would acquiring Machado possibly affect the ability to go after and, I mean, throw the entire organization to bring Trout in? Because you know Mike Trout is going to be to the Phillies like right now Machado is with the Yankees, where this is going to be Trout's destination.
Nate, I think it's a good point. I don't know. The Phillies have a lot of prospects. The Phillies have a deep farm system. They could get Machado, and it's not going to cripple them. But if they get Machado and they trade a bunch for him, it hurts their chances of trading for Trout if Trout ever becomes available on the trade market.
I think it's more about if you sign him rather than you trade for him. If you sign him and you pay $400 million to sign him, do you have enough money to sign everybody? Do you have enough money then to pay, like, Trout $400 million?
And eventually
right?
Nola's going to want his money?
Nola's going to make 25 a year. Easy. Easy.
I would prefer to wait another year, let these guys all gel, and then make the full push in 2020. It's not a process. But it's a natural process that has to take place.
Nate, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. I'd rather wait, hold on to the farm system. And the Angels, I think they might have to move quicker than 2 years. At some point, they're going to go to Trout and ask, do you want to stay long term? And if he says no, they got to trade that guy.
I'm telling you, we could be a complete repeat of like 2008, actually 2007 through 2010 with the Phillies coming up. This team will be insane in 3 years from now. With an addition of Mike Trout, with
awesome.
In a 3 or 4 year situation, Kingery a couple years experience.
Yep,
you get more pitching. Eflin being the man if he continues. I would totally steer clear of this Machado situation. I would. I mean, that's just I'm a huge Phillies fan. I go to about 20 games a year. I'm okay with waiting another year and a half.
Cool.
I don't know why everybody wants to jump at it. Like right now,
because I think there's an opportunity where you can get something. Who are you? Who's your daughter dating? Who would you prefer?
Without a doubt, John Dornbos. For a couple reasons. A, you don't worry about him ever cheating on your girl because all he does is work on his magic.
Right. So, exactly. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, and he was a really nice guy. And then you have the excitement of family get-togethers. You have a guy doing tricks for the family.
The entertainment's there.
Anytime you have a barbecue or a holiday, you don't have to worry about anything, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You buy a 30-pack of Miller Lite and Dornbos comes over.
Yes.
All right, brother.
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, Nate, man. You're a finalist for, even though we disagree, you're a finalist for the tickets. Yes, what are you competing for today, callers? You're competing for a pair of tickets to the 2018 International Champions Cup. What is it, Ben?
Juventus,
and over Ronaldo's new team against FC Bayern at the Link, Wednesday, July 25th. Tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com. I'll tell you, this is going to be a hot ticket. My cousin John's a huge soccer fan.
Is he going?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going. You kidding me? So I see a direct message here to our Twitter account. It says, it's Fantasy Crushers, and it says, Tell Johnny Boy that it's going to take more than Machado for the Phillies to go to the World Series. Philadelphia fans are so unrealistic.
The idea of the Phillies winning the World Series this year, it's big because the AL teams are great. Like the Astros will be there, or the Yankees, or the Red Sox. The NL this year is not very strong. Go look at the standings. The Phillies are maybe two or three back of the top record in the whole league.
Yep.
The NL is, if they get in the playoffs with the pitching staff the way you just laid it out, John, it's wide open. They would have a chance to win the pennant. It's not crazy.
Yeah, because the voting went up to win the pennant. It took Ben re-asked the question, did the Phillies add Manny Machado, what's their ceiling? And most people are saying win the pennant.
They could win the National League with a bat like that.
He goes on to say, just like the Sixers need more than Leonard to go to the finals because they still have to beat Boston with Hayward and Kyrie. But the whole thing with Leonard is you're getting him here so he doesn't leave. You're not going to win the NBA Finals in 2018 with Leonard.
Also, baseball's just different. Like John and Joe were talking about this, the midday show.
Right.
If you get in the baseball, you could win.
Get a hot pitching staff.
Yeah. It's best 3 out of 5 in the first round. In the NBA, if you don't have the best team, you have no chance.
No, there's 2 or 3 teams that have a chance to win the championship,
yeah.
If that.
In baseball, almost every team that makes the playoffs, you can make a reasonable case.
Yep.
They could at least get to or win the World Series. Basketball doesn't work like that.
Yeah, but the ceiling is the World Series with Machado. Does it mean that they're going to be favored? Does it mean that it's very likely? No. Does it mean that they have a chance? Who knows? You don't know what happens. The Yankees are the wild card team because they don't win the division. And they on that one wild card game, they lose. Now they're out. Boston's bats go cold. They lose to... I don't know. Who's in the West? Seattle. They lose to Seattle. You can't beat Seattle in the World Series.
Right. And then look, it works the other way. Like you're saying, the 0-11 Phillies won 102 games. They were out. Baseball is random.
They were
in the
out. They were the best team the entire year.
By far.
And they were out.
Get in.
Like that. Andy Deptford. Andy.
Yo, guys. How we doing?
How are you, Andy?
You know, with the whole Machado thing, I don't think the Phillies are one player away from the World Series. You know, for me, I'd like to just ride this thing out. I mean, look how good they've been so far. They're kicking butt right now.
Yeah, it's been a really good first 91 games.
Yeah.
I agree.
Andy, they need one more bat. I don't think they should mortgage the future. I don't think they should give up everything in this farm system for 2 months of Machado, but he would look good here.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, you look at it, the guy has never been on a very competitive team. A city like Philadelphia with the hitter-friendly ballpark, I don't know why he wouldn't want to come here next year. I mean, I know you're going to be competing with the Yankees of the world, but, I mean, we're on this map too, you know? So
yep.
We'll see what happens with that. As far as the Kawhi thing, before I give you my person to date my daughter, as far as the Kawhi thing, you know, I think the Sixers are better than last season just by the subtraction of LeBron out of the East.
Yep.
You know? So, I mean, we got to factor that in too. Everyone's worried about Boston. We don't know how they're all going to gel together, Hayward and Kyrie. And, you know, when you bring those two guys in the equation, what happens with Tatum? He's going to want his touches too. So
he is. You're right. Year to year, I would still say that they're the favorite to go. But, Andy, the bigger picture in Kawhi is you're bringing him in not to be the missing piece to win the championship in 2019. It's to keep him here, is to have him among the core as Joel and Ben develop to where they're the next team that's coming out of the East and trying to win. That's why you're bringing him here. It's not about next year.
But let's say you had him next year. You got Kawhi. You got two of the best young players in the NBA. You got Redick back. And then you can't sleep on Fultz. Let's say this guy comes back on fire. You never know. They could be able to compete next year with that core.
No, they're definitely competing. I don't know if you're beating the Warriors.
Warriors,
or I don't think you're beating the Warriors. But I get what you're saying.
There.
You never know what could happen. What if Steph gets hurt? You never know. You never know what could happen.
Yep.
You don't want to hope on that, though.
No, but you're right. You're right, Andy. You never know what happens in a particular year. There's going to be a year where the Warriors, just everything goes wrong.
Well, Curry
got
hurt.
Chemistry, injuries.
Curry's knee. Yeah, it could happen.
All right, what
and
do you got?
You know what? I look at Clay, too. Clay is good. I would think, of my own opinion, I would think he's going to want to be the man on his own team. Like, he stays there. He's always going to be the little stepbrother behind KG and Curry.
It is interesting.
And he's a free agent next year.
Now, you wonder if he goes to the Lakers if Kawhi doesn't work out.
From L.A.? His dad played there?
He's got the pedigree.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. As far as my guy to date my daughter, I'm going to go with Chris Paul. I mean, he's an activist. He's a hell of a player. he values things. You know, he's just not about the money. I mean, talking about a guy that
comes from a good family, right?
Comes from a great family. I mean, think about if your daughter has kids with him, those genes, man. You got Howie Long, Hall of Famer. You got his, Chris Long, NFL, and his brother was in the NFL. You know, so, I mean, I'm going to go with Chris Long.
Andy, this might be the best call we've had all show. You're definitely in the running for, note that, Ben, you're definitely in the running for these International Champions Cup tickets.
Chris Long's a good one.
See, I got what he said at the end there, where it's like you got good genes.
Well, all these athletes have good genes.
Ben Davis's son is 3. He's marrying my daughter. We're already arranging it.
Same age.
I don't have good size in my family, right?
Which daughter?
Gianna, because she's taller. She's 2.5. She's taller. My baby's 1 year old, Lena, is a year old tomorrow. So the anniversary today, and then she was born the following day.
Big weekend.
Yeah, and then
I got
birthday party on. But no, I said, like, that's what I need is I need good looks. Ben's a good looking guy. He's an athlete. He's got great size.
They're gonna have tall grandsons.
How old is Ben Davis? He's gotta be a little bit older than me, mid-40s.
Ben looks like he did when he played.
Adonis.
He looks the same.
The hair's perfect.
I see him on the post-game live. I'm like, Ben looks just like he did when he was catching for the Mariners.
I got to know what hair product he uses, too. That's some extra hold that he's going, that gel with the extra
that
hold, right?
That hair doesn't move.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. I need an elite size with one of my daughters. I need to up it up. I'm short. My dad's short. There's actually good size. There's some size in my family, some good size in my family. My wife's short, too. So I need at least 6'2 or over.
Our buddy Ben's 41.
Is that right?
41.
When's he turn 42?
He just turned 41 in March.
So I'm older than Ben Davis. Are you kidding me? I look like a bag of potatoes. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese with Joe G. And by the way, weather brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Currently 85 degrees and mostly cloudy in Philadelphia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.